Here I will present an industrial LiLiGo T-Connect board, distinguished by its simultaneous support of up to 3 RS-485 buses and 1 CAN line. I ordered it from China for around £200. We open the distinctive box and pull out the plate. What immediately catches our eye is the ESP32S3W Room 1 module, which is the heart of the T-Connect. Here in the N16R8 version, i.e., with 16 MB flash and 8 MB RAM. In the corner, we have a power section with a voltage-reducing inverter, allowing the whole thing to run on 7 to 12 volts DC, a USB-C connector, and a QE with UART. There is no USB to UART converter, as the ESP32S3 supports hardware USB. In addition, we have 2 rows of gold pins with GPIO, ground, 3.3 volts, and 5 volts pinout, and 4 APA102 LEDs. The RS-485 and CAN modules are interchangeable. They can be removed from the board. RS-485 is supported by the TD501D485HA and CAN by the TD501MCANFD, both with insulation up to 2500V. The pin map is shown in the graphic below. Dimensions, GitHub of the project, demo LED. I use Visual Code with the Platform IO extension for this type of project. PIO does not have natively uploaded tiles from T-Connect, but on their repository you can download the missing files. They contain board configurations, flash memory, etc. In this case I have the 16 MB version. Below is the file I used. I gave it to the boards folder. The next file to edit is Platform IO INI, which is the project configuration. I have named it APA102 Blink, because with these 4 LEDs, I want to blink. There I selected the appropriate platform, Espressif 32 at 6.5.0, selected the board and partitions, and added the library to handle the LEDs, Fastled. I also enabled PSRAM and USB mode there. How does the APA102 work? The APA102 is an individually addressable color LED with SPI communication. I have put the pin definitions, for now only from the APA102, in pin config. It remains to write the actual program. This is essentially an example from Fastled, showing a simple color animation. The result is this simple animation. Demo RS-485. The second thing I would like to show is the RS-485 demo. Basically, it is crucial here. It is what this board was created for. There could be as many as 4 RS-485 lines on the board, but the ESP32 only has 3 hardware UART controllers, so one will be inactive. I started by writing the pins into the code. The TD501MCANFD and TF501D485H locations can be swapped if necessary. They are not soldered. RS-485 is simply the physical layer of the UART, so we use the hardware serial classes here, normally. My demo sequentially sends writes through the first port and receives them from the second port. After receiving, it checks to see if what was expected has arrived. You still need to connect these 2 ports together. As you can see, everything works. The data is transferred correctly. Summary. Very nice board. I also like the modularity for CAN and RS-485. Although it's a bit of a shame that ESP hardware only has 3 UARTs, so you won't be able to have 4 RS-485 active at once. In addition, I like the conveniently routed GPIOs and up to 4 colored LEDs, on which you can conveniently show various operating and error statuses. Do you see a use for a board with as many as 3 RS-485s?